Quantum Techniques Talk Radio, Bring Healing to Chaos, is a hit show to empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely! Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Now, here are your hosts.
You're listening to Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. We're here every week on Tuesday with some of the most gifted healers and speakers helping you to learn how to heal yourself with quantum techniques. We are really honored today to have Gary Craig with us, who is the founder of EFT. And Steve, I'm going to let you introduce Gary since you two go way back.
Yes, I am very honored to have Gary here. You know, this whole concept of transformation, and I would have to just be real honest, and I think that Gary has given more practical tools that more people on the planet have used for transformation of their physical and non-physical health than probably anybody on the planet. So that's a pretty big introduction for a pretty sharp guy. We both went through some early training with Roger Callahan and Thought Field Therapy many, many years ago, and then went and advanced that, and we went in a little bit different directions. But I would say 98% of my clients do EFT in addition to QT. We suggest they do that because Gary has a great website that I'll just mention. He's going to mention emofree.com, where the whole purpose is to teach people how to heal themselves. So, you know, Gary, welcome to our show.
Glad to be here.
And, you know, tell us a little bit. I mean, how did you get started? What is EFT?
Well, EFT is an innovation in the whole therapy process, as you well know. It's what it is an emotional version of acupuncture, except we don't use needles. What we've done is discovered that if we invite the meridian system into the conventional therapy process, that the therapy process proceeds a whole lot faster and a whole lot deeper than anything that has come along, you know, before that. For example, the conventional therapy process, where you tend to talk about things and get insights and this kind of thing, can take weeks, months, or years to make any headway, whereas with EFT, if we involve the energy meridians in it and balance those in the process, we're talking minutes or hours instead of weeks, months, or years. But of course, you know that with what you've been doing with your work as well.
Well, and I just want to point out that, you know, healing happens now. It doesn't happen in your thinking about something. And EFT moves much further beyond just thinking about your problem. In the time that you would normally tell somebody the history of your mother, EFT can usually clear the issue.
Yeah, and that happens with great frequency. There are occasions, of course, where some of the issues are more complicated. You've got to get into more and more detail, but I can't tell you how many phobias that, you know, I've taken care of in less than 10 minutes. You know, people can get on top of buildings and go swimming and drive over bridges, and, you know, I was complete calm instead of all the panic they used to have. And that happened just relatively instantly. It's really astonishing once you get used to it, you know, to watch this happen over and over and over again.
Well, and you rarely, like you say, need to spend a lot of multiple sessions going into a history that in the traditional psychotherapy model is very relevant. But in terms of energy medicine, which change is instantaneous, it has very little to do with the problem or the solution.
Yeah. To give an example, the veterans, you know, that are coming back from our war zones with post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, the conventional methods have been trying to deal with that, and they're getting no place. They're just covering everything over with drugs and so on, as you,
right.
I'm sure you know. But we will take with EFT, we'll ask a vet to bring up a specific memory they may have, you know, that causes them nightmares and you know, panic attacks and things like that. And, you know, we'll have them tune into that, address it with EFT, and tap on the meridians, on certain meridian points, you know, to send balancing energy down them. And once that's done properly, they can talk about this event like it was a shopping trip. You know, the nightmares go away. I mean, this happens, you know, within one session, sometimes 10 or 15 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes, you know. So it's really a major step forward in the therapy process.
And it's too bad that we can't get the armed forces to, let's say, every chaplain be trained in that, where they can use that with their troops wherever they are.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting about that. I have feedback, you know, from all over the country, from this country anyway, regarding trying to get EFT into the VA. And because it's not on their approved list, and I'll put quotes around that approved list, you know, the superintendent, the supervisors, you know, that are higher up in the military won't allow it, but it's actually being done anyway, behind the scenes, under the radar, if you will, because it's one of the few, if not the only, successful process they have for these guys. So little by little, we're getting there, and it just takes a while for new beliefs to take hold, you know, and move aside the older beliefs.
Well, who is it? I remember reading it in Larry Dossey, where he said, you know, the new paradigm doesn't happen because of volumes of scientific proof. It happens because the people that believe in the old paradigm just die off.
Yeah. Progress is made one funeral at a time, is the way I
think. That's right.
That's
right. So anyway, that's what's going on. But we have, you know, I mean, we've been doing this for, like, I don't know how long. I first introduced this to the world back in 1995 by putting out a little video that I had. I did it with a handheld camera. It was called 6 Days to the VA. I went into the Veterans Administration in Los Angeles, and they let me and an associate of mine in there. They didn't even know what we were doing or what it was about, nor did they care to sit in and watch, by the way. But we dealt with these veterans for 6 days, and many of them just checked out of the hospital. They didn't have their PTSD anymore. And I was just astonished by the fact that the people within the VA, I mean, the therapists, this kind of thing, they simply weren't interested. It wasn't on their list. So they weren't interested, you know. But anyway, that video has been spread around the world now. It's been in the hands of lots of people, and I'm going to be putting it up on my new website here pretty soon as well, you know. So,
well, why do you think EFT became so popular? And like I say, I think by far it is the most successful, but also the most widely used form of self-help or, you know, energy medicine anywhere in the world.
Well, I think it's because when I put it out, rather than ask myself, gee, how can I maximize profits here? And that's sort of the American way, you know. I didn't ask that question. I asked instead, how can I put this in the hands of the most people and the fastest? And what I did in answer to that question was I wrote the whole thing up. I wrote the whole process up in what's called an EFT manual. I put it on my website. It was a free download. And I also said, it's yours with this open hand. I had what I call an open hand policy, and that is, use it any way you want to. Blend it with something else if you want to do that. You know, innovate with it if you want to do that. You know, whatever you want to do, just do it and spread it and tell your friends about it and so on. And all that was free. And so it just spread all over the place very quickly. That manual, you know, got downloaded, before I eventually replaced it, got downloaded 1.4 million times throughout the world. It was translated, I must say this with astonishment, voluntarily into over 20 different languages. When I say voluntarily, I mean people from like France and Germany and Italy and other places wanted to translate it so their own countrymen could be using this process in their own language. So they asked nothing for it. In fact, one of the requirements was that they would translate it and just put it on their website, you know, free of charge. And so that happened as well. So it just really, really, really spread that way. And that's the pro of the con of it is when you give that much free rein to it, not everybody treats it with the respect it needs. You know, a lot of people use it commercially and Twister it and this kind of stuff. But still, the good that it did compared to the not so good uses of it from time to time outweighed that. So that's why it has mushroomed like it has.
Okay. And we do have to take a short break, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
Ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. The world is having.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques on Transformation Talk Radio. And our guest today is Gary Craig, who's the founder of EFT. And he's talking with us about the rampant spread of EFT throughout the world. And that's really exciting, and he's offered so much for free that he's sharing about, and has a brand new website again. And Gary, why don't you share with us what you were sharing on break about some of the new things that you've got going?
Well, what I've got, when we finished, we were talking about my EFT manual that got spread so much. But in the meantime, you know, over the years, a few refinements have come about and so on. So what I've done is I've discontinued that manual, and I have replaced it now on my new website. And by the way, that website is still emofree.com. It's emofree.com, and emofree is short for emotional freedom. But I've replaced it, that manual, with what I now call the EFT tutorial. It's a free resource. It's for anybody in the world to use. It gives you all of the basics and steps you through many of the more sophisticated uses of EFT. Anybody can learn from it. It is not only written like my manual was, but it is now loaded with videos. It has got videos all over the place that show each of these various techniques and procedures and so on, right there on video, so you can watch it and learn it at even a greater depth. And all that I put out there is free. And I've been very gratified. It's only been up around 6 months, I think. But since that time, I've noticed that we have people coming to our website, and they spend about 400,000 minutes a month viewing those videos and doing that tutorial. So I'm really quite pleased that people are taking off with that and really learning EFT at its better levels. I'll also mention along those lines that one reason I did that is because of this open hand policy I talked about earlier, where everybody was using it and in a way varying it in all these different ways, some of which I thought were good and some of which maybe not. This gives everyone a standard for EFT right from the source that they can go to and they can learn from there, and then they want to learn something else they may.
Well, and I just want to say, you know, Gary, I'm lucky to have you as one of my early mentors as I got into energy medicine, because I looked at that model versus other models that were out there, and that's why, like on our website, we have multiple free manuals and an MP3 downloads. We have a short video. We don't have a lot of videos on there that are free, but really looked at what you did and saw how much that impacted people in a way, and said, you know what, I think I want to model after that.
So yeah, actually, I'll point out that at no time ever did I advertise with EFT, and yet it here is all over the world. So when you have something that is, what's the right term, spiritually correct, I'm going to use that term, and you put it out, the world picks it up that way,
right.
And the world wants to advertise it for you. And it's sort of like this whole idea of going viral, I guess, is the phrase people use now, but yeah, it's very heartwarming to see that.
Gary, can you elaborate some on, you know, what EFT addresses? You know, I know every emotional, physical, and performance issue under the sun, pretty much, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's really an interesting find because, well, let's just take the emotional. We've been talking about that here. You know, emotional issues can be handled much more quickly than conventional, you know, procedures can do. But if you'll think about it, when you get down to the physical levels, the diseases we have and things like that, are they not contributed to by emotional unrest? I mean, isn't the angers, the griefs, the guilt, the traumas, the things that we deal with, with some frequency, don't they cause physical things? In fact, I think if you look at most of the medically oriented websites, you'll find that they use the term stress as one of the major causes of all these things. well, if we can address the emotional issue so quickly, and we take care of this stress, shouldn't our physical diseases start to fade? And that's exactly what has happened. We've had people get out of wheelchairs with multiple sclerosis, for example. We've had people with migraine headaches. Sometimes they go away in an instant. And back pains. And I mean, there is not a physical issue you can name that I'm aware of that EFT could not be an aid to that, if not the contributing factor to its healing.
Well, and there's no downside to adding EFT to any and all conventional and non-conventional therapies. You know, either it's going to help heal, or at the very least, it would do no harm, which is, you know, how many therapies can you say that about?
Well, I don't know that I would say that about EFT. I would say that's 99% true. There are occasions that I've had reports where people will say, gee, I tried EFT, and then I had some kind of a negative result. They tuned into something that some emotional issue that caused them some kind of panic, and they weren't able to take care of it, you know, because they needed a more sophisticated use of EFT. But what's always happened when I get these reports is I'll call the people up, and I'll get behind it, and I'll find out what's really going on. And quite often it really isn't the tapping on the energy meridians that cause these problems, because people start getting into, I'm going to call it, therapy mode. And that is, they start tuning into some of these uncomfortable things. And so that's what's causing them a problem, and they have not yet learned to use EFT well to bring them down. So I don't want to say it never, never, ever, ever, ever has any kind of negative effect. There are a few people that have some kind of negative reports, but it's usually not because we've been tapping on the energy meridian. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah,
and I think that's a good clarification. I think that usually means they weren't working with a highly skilled practitioner that knew how to, like you said, get behind the issue. Because when you're dealing with trauma fields, mm-hmm. and you bring up a trauma and you don't have the skill set, or by yourself don't know how to stay with it to completely collapse it, that can bring about discomfort.
Yeah, to give you an example, we have loads and loads and loads of veterans that use it, and a lot of them just use it on their own. They don't even have anybody to help them, and they get really nice results. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't try it on their own without professional help, because there will be some whose issues are so advanced, if you will, or so intense, that they really do need someone to at least get them started with this, you know. So I always advise, especially in the more intense trauma situations, that they get the kind of help they need at least to start them off with.
Yeah. Gary, how do you recommend that people get the help they need? Can they access that through your website?
Well, not at the moment. Within the next few months, I'm going to be putting up a practitioner listing, but it's going to be limited to only those that are being trained through a particular very rigorous process put forward by my daughter in connection with the major association in this field called ACEP, Association for Comprehensive uh-huh. Energy Psychology. And so that'll be a place where people can come, where they will know where someone is highly trained that can help them. So that's down the road a ways, but it's coming.
We're getting ready to go to our second break. So, Gary, when we come back, we would like to talk a little bit more about your retirement from your large EFT website in June of 2010, and then this really new reemergence in a new way of you coming back in the forefront with EFT as it was intended to be used. So I'm really excited to hear about that. So we'll talk about that a little bit after our break.
All right, great.
We'll be right back. a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? Well, during these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show, Teaching from the Heart with Julie K, and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and even to our own lives. Well, this is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She will teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteer, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042 or email Julie at mindfocusgeneration.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and I'm Beth Daniel here with my husband, Dr. Stephen Daniel. We're the founders of QuantumTechniques.com, and we have Gary Craig here today, the founder of EFT, and he's talking about how EFT works and benefits people all over the world. And we were talking briefly on break about using EFT for performance issues. Gary, do you want to elaborate on that a bit?
Yeah, sure. We had previously discussed, you know, the fact that EFT aims at emotional issues and how those can be behind physical ailments and diseases and stuff. But they're also behind performance. I mean, just about every athletic performance or singing performance, or any kind of performance you want, you will find that there are quite often emotional issues behind allowing one to reach their maximum potential. Ask any accomplished athlete, and they'll tell you that if there's a difference between a good day and a superb day, is the way they put it, is in my head, so to speak. That is, it's the mental part of the game, which better stated is the emotional part of the game. That shows up in all sports. The most common one that people use it for is for golf. I'm on film, years ago, using with my son on a 9-hole golf course, and he typically shot something like 55 or 60 on this 9-hole golf course. We did EFT as he went around that golf course, and he ended up shooting a 43. He had never broken 50 before. Now, that's an exaggerated example, but if you'll think about it, in golf, you're sitting down and you're ready to address the ball and do your backswing and hit the thing, and quite often, if you've played golf, you'll notice that there's a lot of stuff going on in your head. Oh, my goodness, I have doubts here, and so on. And if you use a little EFT, you're tapping on the meridian points before you do it. Now what tends to replace that little bit of turmoil is some relaxation, and people's shots get a lot better. We've had people that have improved their handicaps, greatly, and so on. It could be used in sports and for football and baseball and basketball, free throw, all of that. So that's a whole big field people can use it for. And I just wanted to make sure we covered that before we went on.
Gary, can you tell us why you retired from your large EFT website? I believe that was in June of 2010. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. There were several reasons for that. Actually, it had gotten so big and so large, and my open-hand policies had gotten so out of hand that I was just beset with issues all over the world. People would be calling me, like from South Korea, and say, they didn't like what somebody else was doing over there, and would I solve the problem, and would I, please go give a talk in Nebraska, and it was just going on and on and on and on and on. And I was seeing an awful lot of commercialism, which to me was sort of, unfortunately, cheapening the process. And my doctors told me I'd had a silent heart attack. I didn't even know I had one. So all those things put together, I needed to bow out, and I did. I came back, in May of 2012 with this new website, which I've designed it in such a way that the rest of the world, can do EFT as they choose, but it's a place for those who want to be the A students, let's say, to come where they have the original there for them to use. And so I've really set it up as the high quality place to go, and it's working out quite nicely at this point.
Well, you had mentioned that you had what you describe as almost like a near-death experience and really a spiritual awakening coming out of that. What do you want to share about that, and really what impact has that had on EFT?
Well, that experience that I had, I call it more like a revelation, didn't come as a result of my retirement. It came much earlier than that. Came in 1988. And it was like these near-death experiences that you read about, in that suddenly, I didn't have much to do with this, by the way. It just happened.
Right.
I was in the presence of God,
right,
in the presence of the Creator. And now, there are people who think that's sort of woo-woo, and I'm just going to have to leave them to their thoughts,
Yeah.
Because once you've had that experience, you can't be talked out of it. And I'll elaborate a little bit. I was waking up one morning in 1988, and I was going over my list of things to do that I imposed upon myself, and it was really quite frustrating. I had a long list, and there was no way I could do it all, and I finally said to myself, who needs this?
Are you there, Gary? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Somehow we lost Gary.
You guys keep talking, and I'll try to get him back.
Okay. Yeah, we must have some little technical problem there. And I would say I agree with Gary. You know, it's interesting. Once you have an experience of the divine, and it's not a thought, and that is not, you know, God is not a thought. The divine is not a thought. It's an experience. And once you have that, that begins to resonate through you so powerfully, so completely, that it doesn't really matter if other people believe your truth or not. It's kind of like if you experience gravity, somebody can tell you there is no gravity, and they can give you all the theoretical explanations why you shouldn't be experiencing gravity, but once you've experienced it, it's like none of that really matters.
Well, and I think that's true for healing work as well.
Right.
You know, Gary and EFT and quantum techniques, the work that we do that's energy medicine as well, I think once you've had that experience of healing, that, you know, no matter who is skeptical out there and what they ask you, you know what's true.
Well,
and no one can take that experience away from you.
That's right. And while we're waiting for Gary to get back...
Well, I'm back. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden...
Oh, great.
My phone just got off, you know.
Just keep going.
I don't know where it was I left off.
Well, you were talking about, you know, you had your list of what you were supposed to do that day on a morning.
Oh, okay.
And you woke up and connected with the divine.
Yeah, and it was this extraordinary experience because there, you know, things like that we take for granted, like time and space, they're not there anymore. And the only thing that's there is love. And when I say love, I have to use a capital L because it's a love of an intensity that we're not able to even experience here on this plane. Yes, we have love and affection for, you know, our spouses and our loved ones and our pets and so on, but it's nothing like this other love. And that's all there is to it. And I recognized at that moment that was the true reality, this experience of running around in separated bodies on a planet called Earth that we call reality really is much more of an illusion. It's more like a dream. And I remember when I was in that state, I was saying, I'm staying here. But I don't know why, but I came back. I don't even know how long I was in this state. I expect it was just a few minutes. Because there's no time in it, so you don't know. But anyway, I came back from that into this state that I'm in now, but that has affected everything that I've done. That's why when I started to put EFT out, I didn't ask the question, how can I maximize the profits? I asked the question, how can I get this out to the most people as fast as possible? Your perspective is different. The way you conduct your life is different. And the way I conduct EFT, you know, reflects all of that. But that was an extraordinary experience. I've since found that I'm not alone in this at all. There are lots of people who have experienced this to one degree or another, but they tend not to talk about it because people sort of roll their eyes and they just go, uh-huh.
Yes.
Because they really don't have anything to latch onto. They don't have any experience to relate it to. And so it just becomes a sort of an academic discussion, and you sort of, you still have enthusiasm for it, but it just doesn't go much of any place, you know.
Right.
But I'm out there talking about it more, as are those who've had near-death experiences. So anyway,
Well, I think that really answers the question that we talked about earlier of why did EFT become so popular and spread worldwide to millions of people, because I think you just answered that. The intent of it was about love and sharing and being of service and really coming from a divine place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would wish everybody would have that. In fact, what I'm intending to do with EFT eventually is to take it in spiritual directions, to use EFT to help collapse the barriers to ultimate forgiveness, if you will, to get rid of the traumas and the angers and the griefs and the guilt that stand in the way of this spiritual awareness that is our birthright. And if we can do that and more people get on that path, if you will, that's how we're going to solve the world's problems. That's how we're going to eradicate wars and poverty and this kind of thing. But it has to happen from that level, you know, not from the, oh, let's go create a war and be dominant type level, you know.
Well, Well, you know, and to use your metaphor, it's like one funeral at a time change happens. One funeral
yes.
of the false self or the false beliefs about the divine at a time then
yes.
allows for that transformation. And we do have to go to a break, so we will be back very shortly.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Teaching You to Heal Yourself with Quantum Techniques, and I'm Beth Daniel here with Dr. Stephen Daniel, my husband. We're the founders of Quantum Techniques and quantumtechniques.com, and we're here today with our special guest, Gary Craig, the founder of EFT, and this has been a really fun hour. listening to Gary's experiences, and I loved the last segment about talking about the spiritual awakening and how that's really changed everything, and I really feel that's the intention behind EFT, so it was really fun to hear you talk about that, Gary. One thing that...
Well, it's one of my favorite topics nowadays.
I'd really love to hear some of your favorite cases. I mean, you've been in this for a long time. Are there some favorites that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, I've got, they go on endlessly. But I'll mention a few. I'm going to mention these because these are ones that are generally considered to be impossible by conventional techniques, you know.
Right.
One of them is a gal by the name of Sally. Now, Sally had traumatic brain injury. I mean, she was in an automobile accident, and you know, she had damage to her brain. She couldn't walk well without a walking stick. I met her at a workshop we were doing that was in a hotel, and she couldn't walk down the hotel hallway because it had a carpet on it that had some patterns on it, and they would just scramble her brain, and she would just get dizzy. And if she got into a room where there were lights, I mean, she would get headaches, and she couldn't stand to be in the room, and this kind of thing, you know. So this is one traumatic brain injury that I don't think anybody has a, quote, cure for. A lot of our veterans come back with this, and nobody knows what to do with it, et cetera. I sat down with her, and we started to do EFT, and I did it in a very, a very specific way, and that is I was constantly doing this and asking her in each round of doing EFT, which takes about 30 seconds each of these rounds, these tapping rounds, you know, how are you doing it? She would improve little bit by little bit by little bit. And after three or four rounds of this, she just looked at me with these wide eyes and said, "That's amazing." And then we stand up, and she couldn't stand up without her walking stick normally, but now she was standing up. And so then we would tap, 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 tap. "Can we stand on one leg?" Tap, tap, tap. Indeed, she stands on one leg. You know, she has to hold on to me to do it. But then tap, 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 tap. She stands on one leg all by herself. And then she goes with me down the hall of this hotel and out to the courtyard in the hotel, throws down her walking stick, and starts running around the courtyard, running around it. And then she starts doing jumping jacks, and she starts bouncing up and down on one leg, and she is completely healed of this. She has no problem whatsoever with these bright lights. The whole thing is gone in probably 15 minutes. Now, what's interesting about that case is that was, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And all that stuff is still gone, with one exception. There are occasions when she walks into like a department store which has fluorescent lights in it. She can still get bothered by those to some degree. So she and I are going to be working on that, you know, here in the next 2 or 3 weeks to try to get rid of that as well. But that, you know, I've got all that on film, and I'm going to be putting that on my website sooner or later. But it's just stunning to watch because it is, quote, impossible. I know you guys have similar cases like that. Like, do you not?
And, you know, Gary, we really believe that healing is always reconnection with the divine. And I would look at that as there were some things the body couldn't see. There was something blinding the body's healing intelligence. In the EFT, and the manner that you specifically addressed it, allowed the body to see what it needed to do to heal, and it allowed that complete reconnection with the divine.
I think the divine plays a part in it. I think the divine plays a part in lots of it, but interestingly enough, in my experience, just the divine all by itself, and maybe it's my inability to bring it in to the degree I might like, isn't enough. In my experience, the actual tapping on the meridians was a material aid in this. But who knows for sure? We really don't know that for sure. I think it takes a lot of things going on here. But what happened was this remarkable healing that was impossible.
And let's just say this, and that's a fairly frequent experience when you have, like yourself, a master of energy medicine working on impossible cases. It's fairly frequent to see miracles occur that are not explainable by the traditional Western medicine model.
Yeah, it happens in our hands a lot, as they do in your hands, I'm sure.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And there's no drugs involved, no surgeries involved, no radiation involved, none of that. You know. So, anyway, another case do you want?
Yeah, we got to wrap up in a couple minutes, but yeah, if you'd like to share another case.
This was a fellow sitting in a wheelchair. It's not one that I did. It's one of my practitioners did. Multiple sclerosis. He also, in fact, I've got this on film as well. He also had major back problems. He had, I think it was 6 different operations on his back. He had big back pain. But he was wheelchair bound. The EFT practitioner, whose name in this case was Sophia Kayer, worked with him. His name is Hank. And what she did with him is she made a list of the specific events in his life that were traumatic to him, the ones that were really bothersome to him, that were full of grief and anger and trauma and this kind of thing, and took them one by one and collapsed them one by one using EFT. And as those various memories got collapsed, his MS that he was causing him to sit in the wheelchair, multiple sclerosis, improved, and he got out of the wheelchair, and he got eventually on crutches. And she kept doing this with him, Sophia did, and eventually he threw away the crutches. His back pain no longer bothered him. His doctors examined him and could find no trace whatsoever of the multiple sclerosis. He gave up his Social Security and went back to work. And he did for our camera. He's doing jumping jacks for us, you know. And so that's another one of the astonishing things that are quote impossible, you know. So,
but
maybe
you have
comments on that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it feeds into that what you said earlier, that we're primarily a spiritual being having a physical experience, and as we do that non-physical work, it's amazing what it can download into the body.
Well, Gary, we really want to thank you for being here today. It was such great information, and we want to thank everyone for listening as well, and we'd love to have you back on the show, Gary.
Sure, love to do it.
And people can contact you again through your website, which is emofree.com.
Yeah, emofree.com.
Well, and thank you, and blessings from Maui.
Bye, thanks.
You've been listening to Quantum Techniques Radio. Bring healing to chaos. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show that'll empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. Each week, you'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned guests and healing practitioners to discover the techniques to heal yourself and others. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing and remove wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.